A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Washington, D.C. will host the World Series for the first time in 86 years. But for half the teams that make it, things don't work out so well.
Yeah!
One time, the series was terrible for both teams. The Battle of the Bay.
And home for the Giants, one of the most spectacular vistas on this continent, any continent. Downtown San Francisco in the background.
30 years ago tonight, World Series Game 3, A's and the Giants, and just before the first pitch, Tim McCarver and Al Michaels are on TV analyzing the matchup, and this happened.
Second base, so the Oakland A's take.
I'll tell you what, we're having a nerf.
The screen went black.
This is Cheryl Jennings in the Channel 7 newsroom. As you may have noticed, our power was knocked out just as some of the pre-game activities for the World Series was getting underway. That game is scheduled to start any moment now. Our power has been off. A major earthquake, an earthquake which was felt.
About 10 minutes later, Al Michaels was back on the air from the ballpark. No video. He's just a guy on a phone line joking about the earthquake.
Well, folks, that's the greatest open in the history of television.
Can you hear the capacity crowd behind him giving Mother Nature a standing ovation? They were. None of those 50,000 people realized how bad things were outside the stadium. The Bay Bridge had collapsed. Homes crumbled. 67 people dead. $5 billion in damage. And the World Series had to be postponed for 11 days. The Athletics finally won it 2 weeks later. But it didn't matter. The real Battle of the Bay was waged against Mother Nature's fury 30 years ago tonight. And we expect things will go better for the nation's capital when the World Series arrives there.
The Washington Nationals!
Next weekend.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.